Perek Dalet, Vayera Yonah, Ra Gedola Vayichra. So Yonah was upset, he explained he was upset at his lot in life, in the second incarnation, in the Gilgal Sheni, because he did not fulfill his tafkid, and he had a very hard life in the Gilgal Sheni trying to fulfill his tafkid. And he was jealous of the Anshei Ninveh, that they had Shtei Shulchanos. They had both Gashmis and Ruchnius. And the Gemara explains that the Gemara asks Kasha, who's Zoche Gashmis and Ruchnius in one world, and one says Tzaddik and Tzaddik. And he says that means it's a person who was a Tzaddik, that came from a Tzaddik, means to say he his previous Gilgal, he was also a Tzaddik. He just has to be mashing one thing. Whereas a Tzaddik and Rasha means that in the previous Gilgal, he was a Rasha, and he has a lot of tikkunim to make. And therefore, part of those tikkunim are going to be that he does not. Part of those tikkunim are that. Part of those tikkunim are that he is. What's it called? Part of those tikkunim, is going to require that he doesn't. He suffers a little bit in this world, and we described the issue. All that goes into that, and there's very, 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 very deep stuff here that the Gra discusses. He brings in a Chazal. Says, "Well, Zeh Bochal Rebbe, Va'amar Yesh Koneh Lom B'Shachas." That there are people that are Koneh Lom in one Shah, and there are those that can work their whole life and not be Koneh Dar Lomah. In the Gemara, famous Gemara by Rabbi Elazar ben Dourdia, that basically he was a big Rasha, and or he was a big Baal Taiva, and he basically ended up he ended up doing tshuva at the end, and Rabbi said, "Yesh koneh lama b'shachas, yesh koneh lama." So he says here that by being koneh lom b'shachas means he did tshuva in time. Yesh koneh b'shivim shana lo yiske ela ba'olam haba. And then there's some people that will that can do the rest on Hashem their whole life, but not enjoy this world, not enjoy anything until 70 years from now. So the question is, what exactly he's referring to? So he says, "Zehu Chanina b'ni da'ilo b'kav charuven. Ki charuven ein amrichlo m'peiros av elah kasher m'shana, m'shkatzah itzachon yamago." That a charuv is a type of fruit that you plant it now, and you don't get the benefit of it till 70 years, like we find by Chanyamagel that he planted a charuv and went to sleep. He woke up 70 years later. And the person was eating the fruit of history. So a person can live their whole lifetime and not get the benefit of their mice and toivim in this world until a kosher Gilgal. So I'm not exactly sure what he means here, but basically, let's see over here how it says it here. It's a little complicated. He's trying to say that sometimes a person, you can't know the cheshbon. It could be someone that did tshuva at the very end of their life, and with that tshuva, they were masakin everything. And then some people that could be doing a lot of good things and doing that, but they weren't masakin every last thing. And that person, like he's going to have to wait 70 years, another to be zayich. In other words, he's going to have to go through another whole lifetime before he gets zayich. And that's what he's saying here. Now, then he says, "Vayispalo Hashem vayemar ano Hashem." That he's going to See, here in the Pashup Shat, Yain is complaining, right? He's saying, look, I knew this was going to happen. I knew you were going to accept our tshuva. I knew this was going to happen. That's why I didn't want to do it. What the Gra explains it here is that I knew when you put me in this world, I should have done the mitzvahs. But you know why I planned? You know why I didn't? I thought I was going to do tshuva at the end of my life. So I came to Damaki. That's why I started early in life to go to Tarshish. I figured by the time the end of my life rolls around, I'll do tshuva. But you took away my life early before I had a chance to do tshuva. And since you took away my life early, before you had a chance to do tshuva, so Memela, I have to come back here. That Hashem, we're going to go over this again tomorrow because it just has to get the whole picture. I'm just speaking at some of the highlights of these first few Pesukim Paragdal. That Hashem kach nois nafshin meni. So here the Gilgal Sheni says, I don't want a Gilgal Sheni. I want to go back. It means I have a few things to be second. I'd rather just go back. I don't want to live. Now, in the simple version of the story, this is a pasuk which is absolutely mind-boggling. Yoina the Navi says to Moisi Mechayai because Nimbei the Tshuva. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Nimbei the Tshuva, so it's a kitchen and Kvar as well. So he's upset. So he tells people. He says to Moisi Mechayai. What was this? Some unbelievable. But in the gross pshat, it's the neshama saying that the pain and suffering of the Gilgal Sheni, in order to misaken a little bit more, is not worth it. It's not worth going through a whole lifetime to misaken a little bit of something that I could have been misaken earlier. And therefore, kach nas nafshi, don't make me suffer through life to misaken only more a little tiny thing. Okay? Now, in the rise on Richas that we had a few other points, shnuffic points here. And he talks about a few things. One of the things he talks about is Gemara. The Gemara says that I'm going to talk about it again tomorrow, but let's just say after Gemara. It's a shailah that the Gemara says, would it have been better for man to be created or better for man not to be created? So the Gemara says, Nimin of the Gomeru, it would have been better had man never been created. But now that he was created, he should be Meshafashis with mice. So the Gros says, and on tomorrow we'll speak out all the Diukim and all the parts of the Gros. The Gros says, what the Gros is saying is that would it have been better for men not to have Gilgal Sheni or to have Gilgal Sheni? In the Gilgal Rishon, that's Pasha, that man has to be created. But in the Gilgal Sheni, did man have to be created or not? And then we say, would it have been better had he not been created? But now that he's created, he has a job to do. He has to fix what was done in the Gilgal Rishon. And he has to figure out what was wrong in the Gilgal Rishon, and he has to see how we can fix that. So tomorrow, we have to touch up on something a little bit better and deeper and go into this question of how does someone know if what their job is to fix up? It's unbelievable. Okay, everybody, say, have a good night.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.